This podcast replay is brought to you by South Florida's premier law enforcement agency, the Fort Lauderdale Police Department. The FTLPD is now accepting applications for non-certified and certified police officer positions. Minimum requirements and qualifications can be found at flpdjobs.com. That's flpdjobs.com.
So, did you see the lawsuit now with the Texans and everything going on with Deshaun Watson? And the screwed up part about everything going on with this situation, all right? And it just becomes at least worse. So apparently at least two of the massage therapists that were at this place, let me make sure I got the Genuine Touch. So Deshaun Watson, as you know, reached the settlement with 20 of the 24 civil cases. There is remaining four women. Busby previously stated he would move forward with the lawsuit against the Texans for their alleged role in the Watson alleged sexual assault. He followed through on his promise earlier this week, and as a result, the lawsuit, we're finding out even more info about the accusers. Today we filed the case in what will likely be many against the Houston Texans related to Deshaun Watson's behavior. Suffice to say, the overwhelming evidence collected indicating that the Houston Texans enabled Watson's behavior is incredibly damning. We believe the Texans knew and most certainly should have known of Watson's conduct. Beyond that, we believe the filing speaks for itself. The petition alleges Watson wanted nothing to do with massages performed at the team's facility, and he had very little interest in using services of the team selected massage therapy providers. Genuine Touch, the petition alleges, had in June 2020 that the owner of Genuine Touch complained to the Texans that Watson was seeking out unqualified strangers for massages via Instagram, and Watson was putting himself in danger of contracting COVID or getting himself sued. Okay? And the allegations in the lawsuit also, two of the Genuine Touch therapists had sexual relations with multiple Texan players. And the Texans knew of this activity, and at least one Genuine Touch therapist was fired due to sexual activity with Texans players. Okay? Petition also accuses the Texans of turning a blind eye to Watson's behavior by facilitating the NDAs. Watson was a Houston Texans employee. Individuals with the Texans organization knew or should have known of Watson's conduct, says the lawyer. And of course, the Texans, they're well aware of the statement and yada, 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 yada. So not only was Watson having fun, but other players were getting the Genuine Touch there in the Houston area. There's a lot of horniness going on in Houston. So the story gets worse and worse and worse. It's going to be so bad the Texans are going to get fined all the picks they got from that trade. I mean, how does that? It's stuff that I can't explain. I don't know what the hell is going on. What? You got to talk. You got to open the mic there, because I can't. I cannot hear you there.
Every time there's a story like this, the bots hit us.
Oh yeah, the bots did hit. Yeah, while I was talking about it. Yes, maybe they're listening. Maybe they like sex stories. You know. So maybe we should. I don't know. I don't have another sex story. Unfortunately, I'm disappointing you now, Sean. Apologies. Don't have another sex story for you.